Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go.
What are you, Arsenio?
Yes. Steve Covino, big Arsenio guy. That is Rich Davis.
What's up, man?
It's the show. Let's go.
All right. Spot is here. Ramos is here. Danny G. Dan Byer. Everybody.
And first mostly, right. You're here. You're on your way home. You're hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you had a Seattle Mariners sort of weekend. Was that like a movie script or what? Hope you had a Patrick Mahomes sort of weekend.
That's right. Really wanted to stick it to Brady, you know? Get back on track, you know, big win.
Josh Jacobs, Danny G.
He brought it, huh? How about that? A Cooper Rush is the real-ish deal type of weekend?
Yes, he is. I think he's, what, 4-0 as a starter, but is he just holding it down to when Dak is ready kind of weekend? Either way, I hope you enjoyed it. Halloween is upon us. Hopefully you got your costumes all ready. You did some decorating this weekend, but let's have a great week.
Did you get suckered into watching Hocus Pocus 2 with your girl?
I did, man. You know what I did? I did the I'm bored of this scroll throughout the entire movie. I saw the first one. The first one's all right, but I know people love it.
I don't love it. Women love it, I think.
Yeah, so I did get suckered into that this weekend.
There's a lot that went down week four of the NFL, so we're going to break it down.
Let's go, baby!
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
All right, now, if you aren't part of our Fox Football Sunday Funday nights, we always did this, the takeaways from week four. Your takeaways, your observations, your obvious observations. There's no wrong answers. When you were sitting there in front of the TV or listening on the radio or doing what you do, what did you observe this weekend? What were your takeaways? 877-99 on Fox. Let's go.
My first thought is that no one is dominant. You can make a case for maybe one or two teams that are...
I'd like to beg to differ there. Patrick Mahomes again. I think I showed you that I did the flippy-do, howdy-do. I can make things happen out of nothing. I'm pretty much back to where I was.
Yeah. Mahomes could be the one guy that's a step above the rest of the league right now.
He was playing, as they said, playground football out there. Yeah. He really was. I mean, the guy's improvising. Like he's Nestor Cortez on the mound.
Is that why I got picked last?
Yes, no. You got picked last, Spotty. But no, really, he's that good. He's doing things that you would just like try to do in your backyard. He's doing in the NFL, but he's doing them at a high level. And like, you know, we've seen this in the past But then we saw a little bit of the magic, not disappear, but it wasn't going in his favor all the time, right? Now I feel like it's back.
Yeah. Well, you know what Patrick Mahomes does? You know how his dumb fans were all sitting on the couch and we say things like, "Ah, he should have done this," or "Why didn't he see that guy?" Or, "Oh my God, this guy's wide open." "Oh, he missed the first down by a yard," as if the yellow line's on the field. We're such, you know, we're such critics on our couch.
Yes.
But Mahomes does some of those things that you're like, oh,
maybe
wow.
Maybe he does them just to shut up the guy with his beer helmet on and his lazy boy. Like, maybe he keeps him in the back of his mind, like, "I know what he's going to think, and I'm going to beat him to the punch."
It's
like,
not easy being green.
Being Mahomes.
It's not. But I did realize that. Do you have lessons from maybe a coach along the way that still to this day are true? Did any of your coaches teach anything along the way?
Yeah. Of course.
So,
but what do you have in mind?
My high school baseball coach was always, he was a great coach.
Yeah, but they taught us a lot of like politically incorrect things. That's why I'm stumped for a second.
Same with mine.
Right.
But I remember one thing he said was, sometimes it's as simple as who doesn't make mistakes, right? And you, he would always say, "Hey, listen, this is high school baseball. If you make more errors than the other team, you're going to lose." And he's like, "I could promise you 99% of the time, the team that makes the most errors will lose in high school, college baseball. Like, you're just not good enough to make mistakes and win." And yesterday, just for the hell of it, I'm like, "Man, I'm seeing a lot of turnovers, a lot of fumbles, a lot of picks, a lot of tip balls." Would you believe of every single game yesterday? I mean, this is no glass-breaking revelation, but only one game did the team win that had more turnovers. And that was a game that should have been won easily by the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay had two turnovers. By the way, one of them was an Aaron Rodgers pick six. And did you see that stat where it's his second pick six in over 3,500 attempts at Lambeau Field?
Yes, I did see that. I saw a lot of interesting stats this weekend that we're going to get to.
We're talking like the Jags. They just fell short against the undefeated Eagles. You know what the turnover numbers were? 5-1. Fumbles.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence looking great, but can't hold on to the ball in key moments. So,
and you can't expect to beat the Eagles.
No.
With five turnovers. So, yeah, bad game for him. Your observations from week four, things that make you go, hmm.
Even your game, Danny G. Only one turnover, but you know who it was?
Yeah.
The Broncos, when they coughed the ball up into the Raiders' hands for a
Meek Robertson.
That was a dope play, right?
The way he glided into the end zone. The best part was that Broncos lineman who dove. He did the fake dive at the 5-yard line, like he was going to dive and make the tackle in the end zone.
Just for the effort, just so they don't, just so they can make fun of him on the tape this week.
I think Amik Robertson looked like a pretty confident Robertson this weekend. If you ask me,
not so Meek.
Yeah.
All right. Other takeaways. 877-99 on Fox. What about DK Metcalf being carted off the field? And if you had just turned on the game, you might be like, "Oh my God, is he hurt? What happened to DK? This guy just got paid $70, $80 million.
You didn't even have to be watching, because these memes and these clips, they go viral instantly, right? So if you're on social media and you're just scrolling, doing the ball scroll, as we say, you're doing the ball scroll, you see him getting carried off. You're like, wait, what happened?
Oh no.
Right.
Turns out he just had to go to the bathroom. And he confirmed it by saying the little, if he tried to do a little scoot to the bathroom and walk himself, he would not have made it. So it's funny because the Seahawks won, right? But yeah, DK Metcalf had to leave the game to take a number two.
You know what it makes me think? I mean, we all have to use the bathroom from time to time. Let me let you in behind the velvet rope. Every time a commercial hits here on Fox Sports Radio, Rich and I go to the bathroom. I do the little, "How do you do?" You know what the "how do you do" is? Just check my hair, look in the mirror and say, "How do you do? Do it all right? All right." And you know, and I come back.
I mean, if you are like going to the bathroom every commercial break, you should get your prostate checked. I'm just saying. I mean,
I just need a little break, I mean, you know, refresh, come back, wash my hands.
Shouldn't be going to the bathroom like once or twice an hour.
It does make you think what Scott Hansen does on Red Zone. Does it not? What is that? How many hours? Seven?
He's got a Peebo.
Yeah.
How does Scott Hansen?
He's
got
to have the Peebo, which is the apparatus. You know.
Think about it. If Metcalf is, you know, being like, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Ooh, my tummy.
Ooh, ah. Ooh, wait, man, I shouldn't have ate that." Right? Or maybe he just drank too much. Whatever he had to do, it does make you wonder, was Scott Hansen ever asked to use the bathroom? Does he take a headset into the urinal? How does that work during red zone, I wonder?
It's like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun. What if he kept it on? He started peeing in the bathroom with Leslie Nielsen style?
Hey, nature calls. We observed it. Your takeaways from week four.
Real quick, don't the coaches always tell players, I know I do, always tell your players, if you have to go to the bathroom before the game, go now.
Yeah. No, it's right? It's like your kids. Yeah. Emmy, we're going to, we went to Night of the Jacks last night in Calabasas, a little like Halloween display. And she's like, I don't need to go. And I'm like, go to the bathroom now because we're going to be in the car. We're going to be there. You're not going to a porta potty. I don't need to go. Go now. That's what coaches need to do to players in the locker room.
I guess
all right,
so.
All right, boys, who needs to use the potty? All right, because we're about to play an NFL football game.
Are you sure, DK? Are you sure?
I am. All right.
You know what? Just go just in case, all right? So another takeaway. Things that make you go, By the way, we want your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. There are no wrong answers. These are your observations, things that crossed your mind while watching the games. You know, for some reason, maybe because you and I were on TV when he was coming up in New York City, Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Geno Smith was a Jet. Remember when we were on SNY?
Of course.
I've always sort of followed his career. So
we got a raw deal because he like got hurt in a locker room incident.
Yeah, yeah.
And never really sort of
caught
lost
a
chance.
Good break, and yeah. He was on a doo-doo team, and now he gets this chance. I couldn't help but notice that they're now 2-2. He's got 108 passer rating, 1,037 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions, which is significantly better than Russell Wilson, who's at a 91.1% quarterback rating, 980 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception.
I mean, they're close. It's not like he's significantly better.
I mean, he's got over 1,000. Russell Wilson does not. He's got 6 touchdowns. Russell Wilson has 4. He's playing his tail off. That's my observation.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't help but compare. Well, then where's Wilson at?
Well, I don't.
Both 2-2.
They're playing decent. They're playing similar enough football to say, oh, wow. Like, is Geno Smith delivering, or is Russell Wilson just not what Denver thought they were going to get? And I think it's a little of both.
I was going to say a little of both.
I think Geno is like, oh, that's right. Geno Smith was the guy people believed in before all this.
I mean, people wrote him off. He ain't right back, though. So he's getting a fair shot, and Russell Wilson just maybe not where he should be at this point
now. I'll give you one for all the Steelers fans. And now...
And by the way, I don't think that's a personal knock on Russell Wilson. I think he still has it. I just think he's figuring it out.
I think he has bad coaching.
Right.
Can only do so much. Steelers fans, Chiefs fans, I saw this because of LeVar Arrington from Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. I saw him put this on social media, and I forgot it was him. I'm like, who posted this? I loved it. He got the video. I missed it, where... they did a story on Juju Smith-Schuster, and he said he learned more in the last few months with Andy Reid and the teammates around him that he learned in all of his 5-plus years in Pittsburgh together. Which, yo, that's ultimate shade. He is like an ultimate burn to Mike Tomlin, to Big Ben, to any of those guys around him in the receivers room, to Antonio Brown, to any other guy that he played with in Pittsburgh.
You can't help but make that observation when you hear that clip.
Well, because we're so trained now that the political correctness in sports answers are like, you know, it's a great opportunity. I'm just here to, you know, win. And this
we're
was
also taught not to burn any bridges either, right? And he pretty much threw him under the bus.
Well, pretty much said Andy. When he said Andy Reid, quote, let your personality out and shine. Which is also a knock at saying people in Pittsburgh contained him. Like, everything he said in that quote in that sideline interview that was reported is a sneak diss, pretty open diss, to be honest, at Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. That was a clear takeaway of mine, too. I heard the same thing, and I had to pause and say to myself, wait, how long was he at Pittsburgh? That was one of those moments where I had to Google it real quick. I'm like, he was with Pittsburgh and Tomlin for 5 years, and he's learned more already from Andy Reid? Wow. And that made me go,
Speaking of Pittsburgh, they lost to the Jets. Again, turnover battle, 4-2. Tip passes. Pickett debuts with three interceptions. Again, some of them are not as dirty as you think. They're tip passes.
When you see Wilson doing the gritty in the end zone and doing dances like that, reminiscent of like an overly confident Baker Mayfield, does that make you go, hmm? What do you say to yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. I
do
mean,
you like it? It's just part of the game nowadays.
I like how Saleh has the Jets believing that they're not awful anymore. He came with a vibe.
That's not Salas Imhotep.
It's not the dude from Indiana Jones.
The mummy.
The mummy, I'm sorry.
Imhotep.
Yes.
Imhotep.
I'm telling you, he's a winner. So listen, your observations, your takeaways, let's hear them. 877-99 on Fox. Plus, coming up right here, we're going to find out why I got kicked off my Mets chat.
Uh-oh.
Because you're annoying, that's why.
I got kicked off. There's a reason. My Mets friends, no joke.
That's an option.
Hey, David Lee Roth, because he's annoying, that's why, right?
I'm telling you, I looked at my Mets group chat, I'm like, wait a minute, they kicked me off. So I'll tell you why, coming up as we talk some NFL, Major League Baseball, all right here on Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we are Covino and Rich. Hope you had a nice weekend. Let's have a great week.
Let's do it.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ooh.
And I'm Covino. That is Rich. Spotty's here. Danny G. Ramos.
Hey.
Dan Byers, the show. Thank you guys for being here. Whether or not you're on the iHeartRadio app, SXM83, and be sure to subscribe to wherever you stream.
Yeah, wherever
we appreciate it.
You get your podcast, just search Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. It'll pop right up. Subscribe. It'll mean a lot to us. Was that thoughtful enough?
I love the emotion you put behind
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Tug the heartstrings, Rich. We're in the middle of things that make you go.
Well, let's just zip through a bunch of the games, and we'll take your phone calls as well. The London game where we all tried to wake up early. Danny G, Ramos, did you wake
up?
You were up that early?
I was not.
It was my must-watch game when we did Weekend Hobnobbing. Dang, what a finish.
The double doink. The guy hits a 60-yarder, and then on the 61-yarder, doink, doink. Oh, and to think, by the way, both teams could have been 2-2 after that. That doink off the upright that went off the crossbar and did not go through.
What is now, it called if it's a double doink, but it's good? Is it a double boink?
Yeah, it's a double boink. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just
wondering. It leaves Minnesota and Kirk Cousins and that team 3-1 in a great spot, and it leaves the Saints at 1-3 with a lot of like, oh, what do we do now? Keep in mind, that ball goes through. They're both 2-2. So that might have played huge, Danny G.
I have to be honest. I forgot.
For
I woke
teams.
Up and I was like, oh. I did.
Ooh,
but I was thinking of you, Danny G. Again, things that make you go, are your takeaways. And it doesn't have to be, from the game. Just your observations from week 4 in the NFL. Things that made you go, this weekend. Let us know. 877-99 on Fox.
My thought with the Jets Steelers, we mentioned that a few minutes ago.
Yeah. New York teams are buzzing, baby.
Steelers couldn't keep the ball. The 4 turnovers. Zach Wilson, you see the Philly special play? I thought that was cool. Zach Wilson, there are times where you're like, ooh, could he be good? You don't know. I think the biggest of all the big takeaways this week is that there really are no power teams. You could say all day, like, Philly's still undefeated, 4-0. But when you look at their wins even, they've won some games they could have very easily lost. No one's dominating anybody. The closest thing is your dude, Patrick Mahomes. And
I was just going to say that. That's
the
one
closest
player,
thing.
Though. Yeah, because we were talking about it off the air. Eagles undefeated. Bills still look good, but both teams had to come from behind, right?
I mean,
it looked like it could have gone either way. So, no dominance there, but I see dominance in the eye of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those pocky chips. Got one of them on my shoulder. Lots to prove. Muy caliente. Patrick Mahomes here. Love Covino and Rich. Carry on.
I love it. Back to the Eagles cricket for a second. You know, they had 25 first downs. Both of those teams were fun to watch. It's just the Jags, again, anytime they got close, turnover, turnover, turnover. Commanders and Cowboys, is Cooper Rush the man? I think what he's done is he found himself a place in the NFL. He'll be a sought-after backup if it doesn't work out in Dallas. So that what you've done is he's created a situation where it's like, oh, he could be like a Fitzmagic or a Brian Hoyer type where every couple of years, like, oh, where is he now? But he's in the league. And by having a good stretch, if he performs for a few more games at a level where it's like legitimate NFL quarterback play,
He's earning a fat contract in the future.
He's earning backup money, which is way more than all of us make anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, Cooper Rush, good for him. CeeDee Lamb, if you missed the fake move, the juke he put on this guy.
Yeah, but you hear what they're saying too. They're saying that Rush and Lamb are gaining some chemistry throughout these weeks. That maybe,
well, let me,
I feel
let
like
me,
it was implied
let me,
that
let me,
maybe
let
that
you.
Lamb and let Prescott me, don't have.
Let,
I don't know.
Let me stop you right now. Oh, I'm not saying you're insinuating this, but anyone that's like, well, what if Cooper Rush just keeps winning? This is not a Russell Wilson, Matt Flynn.
No, let's put
Russell Wilson in and sorry, Matt Flynn, you're out.
It just made me go, hmm.
They gave Dak so much money and, you know, he's the future of that team. So, Danny, Ramos, answer this. Is there any circumstance in which the Cowboys would stick with Cooper Rush? It sounds insane. No way, right?
No way
on earth.
It would have to be that for some reason Dak couldn't come back because the injury didn't heal properly or something like that, and Cooper Rush took him deep into the playoffs. Then you would have a real controversy. But
this is insanity talk. So I don't
you
even
call him Dr. Jones.
I don't want you to think I'm insinuating this, everybody. I'm just saying they're 3-1. Let's say
you're just saying.
Let's say it's a couple more weeks. Let's say they're 5-1, or maybe even 6-1, and then Dak comes back. Let's say Dak drops 2 in a row. It wouldn't change anything, but it would have fans.
I'm just saying
talking
to the chemistry that you could noticeably see developing that isn't always necessarily there. No one's debating that Dak Prescott's not the money guy and the guy you want out there, but
no, it just says
he's playing well.
It says that no matter what you do for a living, you never know what you're capable of until you're given the opportunity. Because Cooper Rush, 223 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You said that with Geno Smith.
I think his next 2 weeks are important. He plays the Eagles, and then he plays the Rams. And the last 2 weeks, he's had the Commanders and the Giants. So I think did he beat the Bengals, or did he come into that game? That's where Dak got hurt. They won that game. They beat the Bengals 20-17. I can't remember if he came in halfway or if he – but, yeah, the next two games will be a good barometer of where he's going.
Test. Because what could happen – Ramos is 100% right. He could play two top-tier teams now in the Eagles and Rams – drop 2 in a row, and everyone's like, come on, Dak, get back! But if he does win, what a great story in Dallas. They got, you know, they got a winning team on their hands this year.
Now, I want to get to your phone calls, things that made you go, Week 4 NFL, 877-99 on Fox, but this stood out to me. And it may be, again, an obvious observation to you, but Travis Kelce got into the top 5 in receiving yards by a tight end in NFL history. And I was just surprised because I feel like, man, times are flying. Because I'm like, wait, how long's he been in the league?
It's been a minute.
Since 2013. And it does freak me out a little bit because, Rich, you and I interviewed him, feels like yesterday.
He was up. Remember he had a dating show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We interviewed
Chasing
him about that.
Travis or right. Dating Kelce or something.
But he's top 5 now, and it made me think, oh, wow, he just surpassed Gronkowski. And everybody knows he's great. Everybody knows that he's been doing this for a while now. But it did stop me for a second to say, well, let me look that up.
Well,
like, I had to stop and
those,
Google and check it out. You know, Tony Gonzalez is still number one with over 15,000 yards.
It was catching Kelce.
Catching
Kelce. Travis Kelce, over 9,300 yards now. Again, fifth in the NFL. So you got to tip your hat. Well, Rich, you don't wear hats because they don't fit your head.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the true story.
Now he wears Noggin Boss, those huge
Noggin
giant
boss,
hats.
Yeah. Most one size fits most, except for Rich. But I think that's pretty awesome, and you got to recognize it. Pause and say, wow, all right.
What if you're a single guy swiping through Tinder or Bumble? You're on a date with some girl. Oh, you guys are clicking. Tell me more about yourself. And she's like, all right, well, it's embarrassing, but like, 8 years ago, I was on Chasing Travis. would you disqualify her? Or would you be like,
yeah,
oh, okay,
I mean,
interesting.
It wouldn't sit well with me, and I'll tell you why.
Ramos, in episode 4,
Danny
he
G,
left me.
You know, everyone driving home, everyone listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no shock. These are big fellas we're talking about, right? But when you meet a young, strapping, handsome mammoth of a man like Travis Kelce.
Maybe you should have been on the show.
I should have been. No, but it puts you in your place. Like, if you see Rich and I next to this beastodon, you're like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's you know? What an NFL player looks
right,
like.
Right, right. Oh, that's why I didn't make it, you know, past high school, college football.
I'm going to post that photo right now.
No, seriously.
Thanks, Spot.
It makes you feel like the ultimate weenie when you're side by side with guys like that.
No, you felt like Rocky Balboa next to Thunderlips in Rocky III. That's how it feels like.
You're not kidding. And that's why you, the collective you, are not in the NFL. Let me just give you the top five real quick. Kelsey's at number five now. And again, props to him. Shannon Sharp at number four, Antonio Gates at number three, Jason Witten number two, and Tony Gonzalez, the very handsome Tony Gonzalez, number one. Most receiving yards by a tight end.
Seems like you're into tight ends.
I'll say
one of my other big observations yesterday, things that make you go
sports.
Things that make you go home. Would you agree that in a world where running backs, to quote Chris Rock, grand opening, grand closing. It feels like, you know, a guy gets hurt and it's like, no, nice knowing you. Saquon Barkley's back. And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure he was going to be back.
Quan Barkley's back.
Quan Barkley. I was unsure that he would come back and be as dominant as he's been looking. And you know what? Daniel Jones has moments again, too, where you could understand why there's people in the NFL that are like, no. Give him time. Daniel Jones is good because there are moments where he's using his arm. He's using his legs. He rushed for 68 yards. He had two rushing touchdowns, I believe, and a passing one. So, I mean, look at the Giants are 3-1. I didn't expect that.
New York teams are buzzing, baby. Look, if you don't know much about Covino, Rich, and Spot, we're from the East Coast, right? We're out here in the mean streets of L.A.
You live in Sherman Oaks.
I live in the barrio, bro. Orale!
It's
pretty mean out there.
Yeah, man, you don't know.
Got to get on those apps.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
Those next-door citizen apps.
Danger on every street corner.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Danger.
Very dangerous.
I live by a CVS EMAS. You don't even know. You don't know about the EMAS. You don't know about the EMAS life.
You live next to a check cashing place. That's how you know.
Yeah, you don't know about this. So my point is,
he lives next to an Erewhon.
When you still have all these East Coast friends that root for the East Coast teams, there's definitely a buzz. I saw multiple friends of mine and, you know, Jets and Giants fans, even Buffalo fans. My brother's a big Buffalo fan. New York teams are buzzing, baby. That's what they're saying. Buzzing, baby.
Well, any other takeaways? We'll take your feedback. I make these extensive notes, and I feel like I'm already over it because, you know, the week moves fast. I'm already on to Monday Night Football tonight. My Niners, I have no clue on earth. And trust me, I want to be a homer and be like, well, they've beaten the Rams every time they play except for the playoffs last year. But Vegas and the world must have such faith in Kyle Shanahan's offensive systems versus McVay because the Niners, while they are home, are favorites. To me, Danny G, Ramos, anyone in the room, tell me what I'm missing because I'm a Niners fan wondering why they're favored.
Well, they're two-point favorites tonight. Yep. So yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the previous games against the Rams.
History
does play a little bit of part.
McVay, Shanahan, yep. History because, frankly, talk about the Super Bowl, the defending Super Bowl champions versus a team who just fell back on Jimmy G again when their game plan of Trey Lance went down the tubes.
We all forget how fickle and fleeting fandom is, especially in the NFL.
But Cove, the way back, Jimmy G played
Jimmy
against
G
the
back,
Broncos?
But you're like, Jimmy G is back! Look at that, he just took over the game, and that's why we realized he's not a great quarterback, but he's a really good quarterback. Remember how high you were on Jimmy G the first week he came back? He has one bad game. He sucks again. And that's how everybody is.
I don't think that was Jimmy G. He was high on.
Yeah. Oh, those were the edibles. My bad. But those are the gummy bears.
But you know.
Is this going to be a hyped up version of Jimmy G tonight?
I think.
No, but he had. Point is, he made a few mental errors. He had one bad game. But before that, what was your observation? Before that, we're just so fickle.
You're right.
So week to week.
Oh, you're right, but that's the NFL, Covino. Yeah, so give me a break.
I mean the collective.
You're right, because 2 weeks ago, I was like, look at him.
And you, Darvish.
I was like, look at him. Manage that. Look at him manage this game. No, they just easily beat the Seahawks.
Remember how noticeably?
Oh, he had composure.
You remember how noticeably composed he was when Trey Lance was out?
And then last week he stunk on Sunday Night Football.
Then he's stinking like Abe Lincoln, and then everyone turns their back on him.
Gabe.
So you got to put it in perspective again. Yeah. Ramos is right.
He's going to be running for his life tonight without Trent Williams.
You know, oh, my God. No left tackle? Yeah. You know what? Another reason why. How are they favored? Listen, we're going to go to trending in a second. Actually, let's go to it now. And then I have a pretty embarrassing Jimmy G story I want to share.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Dan Beyer? How are you, buddy?
What's going on, guys? News just in. NFL Network reporting that Kenny Pickett will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers moving forward. He would get his first career start this Sunday in Buffalo against the Bills.
Did you see how discouraged Trubisky looked in his post game at his locker? He was putting on the fakest smile. It's like, you know, when you get dumped and you're like, how are you feeling? The guy will be like, I'm good. Everything's good.
I hate to state the obvious, but Pickett is kind of a weak name for a quarterback, no?
And guys, in baseball, White Sox manager Tony La Russa announced his retirement. Turned 78 tomorrow, had a year left on his contract. Health reasons, the reasons why he's stepping aside. Yeah. Back to you.
Hey, he had quite a run, but last year I said to you, I said, La Russa's like, he's not cut out for this game anymore. I mean, I wish him well in his
of
health.
Of course.
But I think even socially, with his head in the game, like how he looks at the game of baseball with all these young players, I was like, how is this guy still effective? And you saw it. It fell apart.
Yeah.
It fell apart.
It didn't last that long, but an amazing career, right?
Yeah. Now, my embarrassing Jimmy G moment. Let me just tell you this, and then we'll go over a couple last things. We'll take your feedback. So, Covino and I, we were working before we got this job at Fox Sports. We were working at SiriusXM, and we also worked at ESPN at some point. We did a bit once where Covino made fun of me that I was so into Jimmy G. Like, yo, you love Jimmy G. Because this is when the Niners were making a run a couple years ago. And as a bit, we did a bit where I left my wallet in the studio and Covino tried to look whose wallet it was. And there was a picture of Jimmy G in the wallet. And it's like, oh, it's Rich's wallet. I said, oh, it's funny. And I just put the picture back in my wallet. And then I left my wallet on a table at a restaurant. And they're like,
sure.
I'm like,
for the bit.
I'm like, I left my wallet on the back table when I was paying. They're like, oh, sure, we have it. I go, can you identify it's yours? And they're like, I was like, yeah, my name. And like, anything else? I go, is there a Jimmy Garoppolo picture right in the front pocket? And I was like, I was trying to explain, like, no, it was a bit. It was a comedy bit.
Yeah,
it was
that's
a comedy
true.
Bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what a
it's weird.
Though.
It's still there, though. Take your wallet
you know,
out.
Hey, man, you've been carrying on this maybe, bit for 3 years.
You know what? Maybe I should put it back in there. Maybe they'll win tonight. All right, well, hey.
I love that story.
Listen, Joey, Emmett, everyone on hold, we'll take your phone call
hang
to wrap
tight.
This up. And
keep
then,
your chonies on.
Trust me, you're going to want to hear why my Met fan friends kicked me out of the group chat. We'll talk a little wild card baseball playoffs and, of course, NFL action right here. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Did he just shout out Manny Pacquiao and Jerry Stackhouse? Young Gravy sampling Rick Astley, and as Ramos said, this is garbage. I think it's catchy.
Anyone
that samples Rick Astley is okay with me, I guess.
Well, that's why I played it, because I know you guys like the Rick Astley things.
I said that when I was 12.
Steve, you love Rick Astley.
I'm just kidding.
Wait a second, Ramos. Are you telling me that these lyrics don't remind you of Rakim in the 80s?
You tell me Young Gravy isn't in your top five? Young Gravy. Good name.
Ramos sweats the technique. Danny G is here. Spotty's here. Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR, and thanks to hundreds of affiliates who are carrying us.
Ooh.
And on the iHeartRadio app, no matter where you are, hear us on the podcast, wherever you're streaming, just search Covino and Rich, and of course, SXM 83. Covino and Rich.
Live from the TireRack.com studio. Let's say what's up to Joey in Texas. Joey, you're on the show.
Hey, what's up, Bato Locos?
Orale.
What's up, Joey? What do you think? What's your big takeaway? Things that made you go...
I got a couple of observations, and I'll let you guys go. First off, Ramos is right. Young Gravy is no bueno, bro. Anyway, what is up with the Ravens, man? What's going on with them, bro? They play good, and then they crash, bro. That's crazy, eh?
I'll tell you, bro. Let me tell you, Joey. Let me tell you, Yobi. John Harbaugh seemed very confident in the decision he made to go for it on fourth down. He did not... second guess himself. He goes, the analytics told me this, and this is my instinct to do this. They went for it. If you missed the end of that game, they missed the fourth down, Covino, and mm-hmm. then the Buffalo Bills go kick the winning field goal. And you know what it is? It's the hindsight 2020, as the old phrase, what, Monday morning quarterback. If that play works out, then what? John Harbaugh is gutsy. He's a baller. You know, like that's how Riverboat Ron got his reputation back in the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what a call. Well,
what a taking chances. He's bold.
Believes in his team.
You know, if it doesn't work out, you know what that turns into? Like, what a stupid choice.
Right.
So,
what a Harbaugh decision.
Oh.
So thank you guys. 877-99 on Fox. It's things that make you go, your week four observations, wrapping it up with your phone calls.
Emmett in Olympia. Hey, Emmett. What's up, Emmett?
What's up, Covino, Rich, Ramos, Danny G? Now, before I get my takeaway from week four, Ramos, did you get that song from Alex Tyshirt's playlist? Because he plays that all the time. The last one he played.
I got it from just having to play that song,
TikTok.
I think. Yeah.
It's on Tyshirt's cardio.
But my takeaway from week four in just this NFL season as a Seahawks fan is how good Geno Smith's doing. I mean, nobody really expected this to kind of take off like this. I mean, I was scared as a Seahawks fan that Geno Smith is going to come and throw 140 yards and three picks every game. And really the only stinker of a game he had, and I wouldn't call it a stinker, was that 49ers game that I'm sure Rich knows a lot about in week two. But Geno's been on it, man.
You know, Emmett, you know, my big takeaway, I'm glad you said that the Seahawks aren't as bad as people thought they would be. People thought that Russ left, the days of the dominant defense of Seattle were gone. And
seems like the fans are back, too.
And
like they're invested.
To be honest, the Seahawks, I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but they might be a 500 team. They might be on the cusp.
Better than you thought.
We thought this team was going to be like 4-13 or 5-12. We thought this was the bottom feeder of the NFC West.
Again, it's still early, like Mr. Furley.
And you know what? Guess what? If the 49ers beat the Rams tonight, which is what Vegas is saying... you know, the whole NFC West will be 2-2, which is like, you know, push, let's start again.
Which goes back to the biggest takeaway of all. Is there really a dominant team in the NFL yet? There's no real dominant team. And I'll stick with what I said earlier. There's just one dominant player right now. And it's no surprise it's Patrick Mahomes. But there's really no dominant team.
I'll give you one more takeaway. I'll give you one more, thing that made me want to go, It's Jared Goff. I feel like he's playing well. I feel like I feel like that Detroit Lions team is Mr. Almost. Like they...
Mr. Almost, for the record...
Is Mike Mussina.
Was Mike Mussina.
I know.
But remember how the story ended. He almost... was a Cy Young winner. He almost won the World Series.
I mean,
he almost had all these strikeouts.
I thought that was Edward James.
No. Edward James almost is great, too, though.
Almost.
But Mike Mussina almost got 20 wins, and then he finally did in his last season.
Detroit could score. 378 for Goff, 4 tutties. Hockenson was a big target, 179 yards. I just think that the last couple years we've been saying the same thing, though, that Detroit is in the ball game, but just can't find a way to win. And when that changes, if you remember...
But that was my point to the Mike Mussina story. Like, he eventually did get there. He almost got a no-hitter, never really got one. But he did get his 20 wins.
And look at the changing narratives.
So I think we'll see the team put it together, is my point.
You said it, and Ramos and Danny Jean, everyone agreed. The changing narratives. One week, Jimmy G, like, look at him, he's back, and then he stinks. Can we say the same about the Chargers? Herbert had a great game. They won, and now they're 2-2. And is everyone like, ooh, maybe the Chargers aren't that bad? They're 2-2. Like,
that's why
it's so early.
You know
right?
what, though, Rich? Yeah. I hate to say it because it's the most cliche thing in fighting, but the same applies to football. By the way, I'm Covino. I'm a big fight fan. I love boxing and UFC. Styles make fights. You hear it all the time, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, just because this guy beat that guy doesn't mean that he's going to beat that guy because that guy lost to this dude. Styles make fights. And you see that more than ever in the NFL. There's no dominant team. Not yet.
Nope.
Not yet. But it's still early.
And I like what Aaron Rodgers said. That if they play like this, it's not going to be good enough. And he was truthful. He's like, we beat a third string quarterback. Just barely.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get better. And Aaron Rodgers just looks a little off his game, not sharp.
Well, you know what? When you were talking about Tony La Russa before, that's how I feel sometimes when you're seeing the age range in quarterback to young receiver now. It's like, well, are they speaking the same language?
I know
that's
you're
not
saying,
to take
I know
away
saying,
from the greatness of a Brady or a Rodgers.
You're saying a 40-year-old guy throwing the ball to someone half his age, and there might be just a disconnect on every
disconnect,
level.
There's a lot of pressure there. He's making it public. You know, they're just trying to please this dude because he's a legend. Yeah, playing tight, and there's no real connection, like you said. You know, when we think of Tony La Russa, that was the biggest criticism we had on the guy. How's he going to connect with these young Latino players? How's he going to connect with these guys who are, you know, 60 years younger than him? I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is that old, but he's a lot older than his receivers.
And is it harsh to say that Baker Mayfield, that story might be almost done in the NFL?
I hope that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Mets blew it over the weekend. There's no two ways about it. 3 games, got swept by the Braves. And I got kicked out of the Mets chat. And I'll tell you why. I don't think it was deserving, to be honest. Covino and Rich, we got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, 2 words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.